pleased to be joined this morning by Jesse Fisher, Executive Director of Preservation Buffalo Niagara. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We see that the National Trust for Historic Preservation has made a very interesting announcement here that Willard Park is one of the 11 most endangered historic places in the United States. We see on the map that Willard Park, southwest of that intersection of Broadway and Jefferson off Spring Street and Mortimer, we've got the location. But how about the history of it, Jesse? Give us an outline of the history.
Sure. Well, Willard Park was completed in 1939. And it was completed at the same time that the Commodore Perry and the Lakeview projects were coming into being. And at that time, the federal government was using public housing to both reinforce and in some instances across the country create segregated neighborhoods. So all of the housing projects at that point, the vast majority, were segregated by race. So the Willard Park project was a project designed exclusively for Black families. So the site is really tied in with the history of segregation in our country, which is a difficult thing to confront. At the same time, because there weren't the stigmas associated with social housing that there are today, It really was a very vibrant place, and it was created in conjunction with a lot of the great civic leaders of that time. So there was a huge amount of pride in place. It's this wondrously beautiful place as well, so designed in the early modern style. Recognized at the time, it was being built by both the New York Times and the Museum of Modern Art in New York City, designed with these beautiful sculptures attached to every single building in the project. So just a really lovely, magical place in many, many ways.
At the same time, of course, it has been abandoned for some time. Give us the current state of Willard Park.
The saddest thing is that when it was abandoned, it was fully occupied. It has been empty for 10 years. So right now it is vacant. It is open to the elements. And the plan that has been proposed from the BMHA is to demolish it and to replace it with townhouses. They would save the one building, the administration building. But Willard Park, as with so many of these kinds of projects, is really about its overall context. So it was really notable in its early design as being a garden courtyard design. And so it has these really great public spaces all throughout the complex. Yeah, the current state is not great, but we know this is Buffalo. We've seen buildings in a lot worse condition come back to life.
Yeah, that's most certainly the case, and that brings us to the final question. And inside that question will be what kind of cost could be projected here, but also at the same time, what are the hopes? What's ideal moving forward?
So what we'd like to see is the entire complex retained and restored as affordable housing for our community. So we know that this is a time where there is a strong need for affordable housing. So we want to make sure that that part of the history of this complex is retained as well. So this complex really nurtured a generation of Buffalo's most prominent civic leaders. We think it could do that again. So we want to make sure that this space remains affordable for the neighborhood folks who live there. And we'd like to see it brought back to life as housing. You know, because this building is eligible for the National Register of Historic Places, there are a number of tax benefits that we've seen used to lower the cost and inject equity into projects all across the country. You've done stories on it.
Absolutely.
We know that the fact that they're historic actually gives additional funding options for them. So we think that not only will this be the best thing to do for our community in terms of social cohesion, in terms of creating a community that tells all of our stories and embraces an inclusive future, but we also think that it's the right thing to do from a dollars and cents perspective.
Well, it sounds like we've got another story to follow here. Jesse Fisher, Executive Director of Preservation Buffalo Niagara, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.